Good evening, Vancouver. The time is now 8 p.m. Welcome to the Check-In and ChatNet. My name is Jason, and I will be the net control operator tonight. My personal call sign is Victor Echo 7 Juliet Sierra Oscar. This net takes place on Fridays and Sundays at 8 p.m. and is open to all amateur radio operators. We would like to thank the BCF-MCA for their use of this repeater. This repeater is sometimes used for emergency coordination. When you are called, please leave a short break before transmitting to allow emergency or priority traffic to break in. Net control also leave a short break when responding. This net takes place in several parts. First, we'll have announcements, then we'll have check-ins, and then we'll go through a list and have a round-robin discussion. Tonight, our topic will be camping. Camping, from tenting, RVs, it's all open discussion. This is an informal net, so please don't feel limited to my topic. All subjects are welcome. And let's give it a break for any emergency traffic. Let's move on to announcements. I'll begin by encouraging you to sign up for net reminders at www.checkinandchat.net. These reminders come by email on the morning of the net, and in addition to reminding you about the net, they'll also let you know who the NCO is. Do we have any other stations with announcements for the net? Please come in with your call sign and name.
Victor Alpha 7, Victor Whiskey Zulu.
Victor Alpha 7, Victor Whiskey Zulu, go ahead.
Yeah, I thought it'd be doubling with Reg there for sure. Victor Alpha 7, Victor Whiskey Zulu, just wanting to announce the swap meet Abbotsford Club's having on May the 23rd, 10 a.m. till noon. I think that's all the announcement I had. You don't have to get the address off the website. I only know it as the old number 3 hall. It's just west of Bradner Road on Fraser Highway.
Thank you very much, Steve. And is there anyone else with any announcements tonight? This is VE7JSO, and my announcement for tonight is just to remind you that the Maple Ridge swap meet is next Sunday. For details, visit mrarc.net. And are there any other announcements for tonight?
This is VE7ZEB with a question.
You go ahead, Reg.
Good evening, Jason. Good evening. Thank you for doing the net, Jason. For those who don't know, Jason stepped in at the last minute to cover the net tonight. Really appreciate that. Jason, regarding the Maple Ridge swap meet that you just announced, I have heard that parking is going to be impeded this time around and that we're going to have to possibly park down the street or something like that. Do you have any information about that?
Yes, unfortunately, the parking is being taken up by the new RCMP station, so there will be some parking, and we're going to give priority to guests. I am a member of the Maple Ridge Club, so I'm urging all members of the club to park on the streets and allow the guests and vendors to have the close parking. For parking, I suggest driving down McMinn Road. That's just across from, like, the McDonald's and the shopping center in that area. There is a little bit of tight parking, but there will be parking all the way down. There's a cul-de-sac in the end where near where the trains are, And there's parking down there, and it's only about a five-minute walk. So I suggest McMinn Road, and there's a few side streets around there, which is really close to the Heritage Hall on Harris Road. Anyways, back to you, Reg.
All right, that's great information. Appreciate that very much. I will look up McMinn Road and make my plans accordingly. If you could take this as my check-in, that will be great. I will also see you at both swap meets, the Maple Ridge one and the Abbotsford one, if we can make it out there. This is VA7 City Beat.
Thank you very much, Reg, and I look forward to meeting you in person. I'll be there early, and unfortunately, I booked camping for that date, which is going to be the topic for tonight. I will be showing up early in the morning, so if you do go early in the morning, I'm probably going to be leaving at 11 a.m., so anytime before 11, I'll be able to meet you. Let's move on to check-ins. Please come in with groups of about three with your call sign and name. I will be checking names, so let's just go with call signs for now. And if you can speak slowly, because just so I can get this, writing this down, I'm a little bit new to this, that would be great. Thank you very much. Anyways, let's move on to the check-ins.
Sir, Echo 7, Oscar Delta Echo, John. And I guess we don't need any air traffic controllers and tobacco auctioneers.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo X-ray Romeo.
Victor Echo 7, Charlie Oscar Juliet. Excuse me, be a minute.
Victor Echo 7, Oscar Delta Echo, John. So, how about yourself? For the summer plans, do you have any camping trips planned? And are you a person that has an RV, trailer, or tent?
No, I spent a year or so with the geology department at CASTR, and then some surveying, land surveying, and so I found out that recreational camping really wasn't my cup of tea, especially when you're chipping a quarter of an inch of ice off the water pail in the morning. So I kind of like the critter comfort, if you know what I mean. Back to you.
I understand, to each their own. And next we have, my handwriting here. It's Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Echo Zulu, is it? If you can read that again, that'd be great. I need to work on my handwriting here when I'm scribbling here.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo X-ray Romeo, Roselle.
Okay, sorry about that, Roselle. I do recognize you. It's just the call signs. I won't be memorizing that well. So, anyways, back to you.
No problem, and thanks so much for doing the net tonight. It's really nice to hear you and talk to you. And, you know, it's funny because my mom's call sign is Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu. So we get confused all the time for each other. But anyways, thank you so much for taking my check-in. And regarding camping, I'd say that we do enjoy camping. We haven't been in many years. My kids still go. They're older now. They want to go in May, so we'll see if that's going to happen. And typically we do tenting, and parents would have done trailers. So a bit of both for camping. But tenting I don't mind, as long as it's not too cold.
Yeah, I'm now at that age where I just bought a trailer last year in September. Formerly, all my life, I've been, well, I shouldn't say all my life. When I haven't lived with my parents, I've been tenting. And previously, I've been doing motorcycle camping. And now my motorcycle days are over with some health issues. And so I'm trading in, selling the motorcycle, bought a trailer, and I'm off to starting trailer life. I'm 51, but now I'm going to be joining the RV clubs there. Anyways, thank you, Roselle. And next will be Victor Echo 7, Charlie Oscar Zulu. Wendell. Sorry, did I get that right? Victor Echo 7, Charlie Oscar Zulu?
Is that Charlie Oscar Juliet? Charlie Oscar Juliet?
Jim, I apologize for that. I'm just going to have to write a little bit slowly here because I'm kind of scribbling with one hand and left hand on the mic. I apologize for that. So how about yourself, John, or Jim?
Yeah, no problem. I understand. Everything's great here tonight. Actually, I'm just in the middle of cooking dinner, so I'm kind of having a late dinner, which is becoming the norm with me now. I don't know if that's a part of getting older, but that's where I'm at. So, if you can check me in, and I'll be listening out the rest of the net. 7-3 to everyone. V7COJ.
All right, Jim. I'll definitely have you logged in. I'm doing it on paper now, but I will be entering it on the computer just to have it all official. Anyways, can I get the next three call signs? And if you can just read it nice and slow for me, I will be sure to print it out nice and neat so I can read my own handwriting.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu Rosemary.
Do we have anyone else? I've got Rosemary, Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu, and I do recognize you. Do we have a couple of more check-ins?
Victor Echo 7, Lima Charlie Golf.
Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Uniform.
Okay, Rosemary, how about yourself? Do you do camping?
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu. I haven't camped in a while. If Roselle goes and my other daughter Josie goes, I might go, but I'm not sure yet. My granddaughter wants me to go because it's her birthday. We'll see how it goes.
And what type of camping do you do?
I usually have a bed to sleep in. I can't sleep on the ground. I've noticed that in the past. And so that's the way I do it, trailer.
Well, that's definitely the comfortable thing to do, and it definitely saves money from going out and renting cabins and stuff like that, so you can travel. Other than the gas and pulling a trailer, that's my only complaint. Anyways, next is, do you have anything else to share, Rosemary?
Oh, I just have to say thank you for taking the net. You're doing a great job, and thanks for taking my check-in, 73.
73 to you, Rosemary, and we'll catch you next time. Okay, I did it again, and I apologize. Victor Echo 7, Lima something Golf. If you could just repeat your call sign again, I kind of missed that middle character in my handwriting.
No problem. I am Victor Echo 7, Lima Charlie Golf. You can remember as Low Cost Gizmo. I am Daniel, and I am located in Coquitlam, in something called Austin Heights. Regarding the question, no, I do not do camping. I go on trips. My roommate takes me on trips. I was even at Tulip Festival, but Yes, I am a noise guy. I like very much to walk in time. I like to play ping pong. I like to go to the swimming pool. I like the vacancy. Did I say that?